Good evening, everyone.
Hello.
No British accent?
Hello.
No, not that one. Okay, this is Daria.
This is Eli.
And this is Owen.
And you're listening to The Mini Fridge on 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. Surrounded by screenagers, they can't get off their phones.
I was actually arranging our playlist.
Okay, thank you. This week we're going to be doing British Invasion. That was the original British Invaders, the Beatles, with She Came In Through the Bathroom Window. I don't know, I like that one.
Is that how they invaded?
That's how they invaded, through the bathroom window. That was good. Yeah. I like that one.
We chose
our dear friend Mila is here from London.
But not here right now.
We miss you already.
I was going to say we miss you too.
Oh,
that doesn't make any sense. I also miss Mila.
Yeah, but you get to see her tomorrow because you're taking the day off.
That's true, but then you also get to see her after work.
That's true. But except I have to go to the bookstore. Well, okay. My personal life coming up. Whoa.
Wait, plug your volunteering.
Come to Bryn Mawr Bookstore. It's in the weirdest part of Cambridge, but we have a lot of very beautiful used books. Come in from 4 to 7, and I'll poorly work the cash register.
On a Thursday.
On a Thursday. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yay. I still need to come.
You should come.
Not tomorrow, though.
Maybe also plugging week. Somerville Bike Kitchen, where you can fix your bike. Where you're going to go tomorrow.
No.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to be at the Coolidge Corner Theater.
What are you seeing?
This documentary.
Called The Drama.
Production about Bob Dylan.
Are you kidding?
Because
shut
because
up.
Because my mom, hey, it's my mom's friend from high school.
Sorry.
Works at the, I don't know his exact position, but he's like a big deal at the Bob Dylan Center in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
What?
And they created this
he's
documentary
Bob Dylan.
And he's touring it. He's touring the documentary, I guess. Or, like, he's here showing the documentary because Coolidge Corner is a huge deal. And I always forget that.
I know. It's so funny. I saw Ethan Hawke there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Cool guy.
Yeah. So I'll be there.
Nice.
With a review next week and probably annoying amounts of Bob Dylan music on the radio next week.
Uh-oh. Hey, Owen.
Hey.
Our only British member.
True.
Truth. No worries.
Okay. What's our next song? Who's playing it?
The next song is, I think it's Owen's. I moved it.
The Liverbirds?
The Liverbirds.
Oh, okay.
Thank you very much. They are...
Liverpool. I feel like that makes sense that I pronounce it like that.
They were...
It's Liverpool.
Liverpool.
They're an all-woman band. They were sort of contemporaneous of the Beatles.
Wow, what a great place
to put it. So it's like similar vibes, but they did not get as famous, probably because of sexism, but they're very good. So I thought that I would play them. I discovered them like a few years ago. There was some, I think like New York Times mini doc about like the all female bands in Liverpool at this time. Cause there were a lot of bands.
Well, you put on your headphones. Can you
hear
that?
We can't hear it.
Why?
I've been using the soundboard while you've been talking.
Oh, that's awesome. I literally have no idea what's happening.
What soundboard have you been doing with your mouth?
So yeah, there were a lot of bands that came out of Liverpool at that time. So
nice.
Yeah.
Go Arsenal.
Boo.
Go Gunners.
Liverpool loves it.
I wish you were wearing your headphones.
Yeah, you should put them on. It's way funnier.
Thanks.
But we should play the music first.
I'll listen to it back.
Okay, we're gonna archive.
On the archive.
This is more music. Yay.
What's the song called?
Shop
these
around.
Headphones only played a one.
Came of age, my mother brought me to her side. She said, "Daughter, you're growing up now. Pretty soon you'll be a bride." And then she said, "Just because you become a young girl now, don't let the boys go and catch you on a wolf now. Before you give up, before your hand now, you keep your freedom for as long as you can now. Oh, my mother told me, you better shop around. Oh, yeah, you better shop around now. There's just one thing. Just as sure as the wind's gonna blow now, take you to the airport, make out under the bathroom lights.
Conversation right then.
Yeah, no problem.
I don't know why I'm being so rude in this studio today.
It's okay. I didn't
we have
notice.
A new guest.
Hey.
Our other British resident.
These headphones don't work.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, I took them off because they didn't work. Might be.
No worries, guys.
Oh, this works.
Yay. Welcome, Veronica.
Thank you for having me.
First time on the mini fridge.
Yay.
Welcome.
I'm just so excited to be here.
Yay. How many sink drinks did you serve today?
Did you serve
actually,
any salt
zero.
Teeth?
I served zero because I didn't work today. I was actually
Shoot.
Working in the library.
Nice. That's really nice.
Wait, would today have been your first shift since the senior drink menu drop?
No.
Wait, what's your drink?
It was salt Tuesday.
Tooth.
It was yesterday.
Did you serve
My
any
drink
salt
is the
tea?
Salt tooth. It's salt honey with tooth. A sprinkle of salt.
Whoa. Do you like it?
Yeah. Well,
is that
I'm,
a latte?
I made
is it,
it
just honey?
Oh, it's a latte with honey and a sprinkle of sea salt.
Mm.
And
you have a little bowl
make,
of salt that looks
I
like this.
Make it up.
Bowl style.
It's actually a bag of very finely ground Amazon essential salt.
Whoa! So, didn't even know they made that.
Yeah,
have to
and
believe.
It
doesn't seem
it,
like something.
It
they
makes
should.
It really tricky because
it's
the
so
salt,
fine.
The salt is really fine, and so it's very very salty.
Oh
Yay.
No! But it probably dissolves. Like
I think a lot of people are putting too much salt in it.
Uh
oh. Oh, other people.
I've
it?
Heard it was called. I've heard it called. An acquired
for some
taste.
Reason I thought that
that's super funny
that, you gotta get the other the sink baristas to lock TF in
I know
thank you
I tried
yeah.
my best but you can only do so much
did anyone order it yes
yeah
and it was salty
okay
it's an acquired taste
yes it was salty yeah. well two people ordered
Allegedly.
It and
Low
I
key.
Made it and I made it for them
Fierce. Okay
something that you said to me that I really haven't stopped thinking about actually it's gonna get you canceled I would just say that there's some
okay.
common sense issues with some people who work
I
at the sink, which is
that.
Like only put a little salt if you're making a salty drink.
Well, the problem is there's like a tiny little scoop in there that we use for the matcha ordinarily,
oh,
but they
a whole
use
scoop?
An extra.
They're putting it. They're putting a tablespoon.
It's approximately like I would say half a teaspoon, a quarter
Wait.
Teaspoon, which is a lot.
Matcha.
That's a lot of salt.
That's a lot of salt.
You said
That's
matcha wrong for this.
I would
episode.
Say. A pinch of salt. Oh, matcha.
Yeah, thank you.
I would say a pinch of salt is approximately an eighth of a teaspoon.
Thank you.
Period.
Oh, we also have a resident baker. It's still Veronica.
Wait, speaking of, you said, is it just honey? One of the senior drinks is just something.
Oh, it's just milk. Shout out John.
It's just a glass of milk.
Oh my god, he's so weird. That's so awesome.
Well, that's the only thing he drinks at the sink.
Daria, eat that up.
I would.
Yeah, that's your favorite drink.
But you can order it warm.
Oh.
That's awesome. Sometimes I make myself warm milk at the office.
Do you go to sleep
after?
Usually it's
the office.
That's what my parents would give me when I needed to go to bed.
A leftover from when I make a latte at the office. And I use too much milk, and then I just drink the warm.
Oh, I forgot your office gives you milk.
So you're being resourceful.
Y'all not making lattes at the office?
No, I'm just making this
with my espresso machine. We have like a super bougie espresso machine.
Grown.
Of course you do.
Yeah, it's super awesome.
And they let babies who drink warm milk operate it.
True.
What the heck?
Like Owen.
Like me.
Owen, what was that last song?
It was Veronica's pick.
No.
Oh,
the last one.
There were two, though.
But you go first, Veronica.
Sorry.
Veronica, what was that second to last one?
Standing
the
up
second
for you.
To last song was She's Leaving by The English Beat.
She's going,
sorry.
No, it's okay.
Close.
England.
That's how they say she's leaving in British.
Yeah.
She's going.
Just ask the Beatles.
True.
Truth.
Wait, I don't get it.
The Beat.
They have a song about leaving. No. She leaving home.
Okay, goodbye.
And Owen.
And then we had Beg For You by Charlie XCX and Rina Sawayama.
It's Charlie, baby.
And I didn't realize Rina Sawayama was British. So that
I thought that's why you put it. It's because it's too British.
It is. That's why I put it. Googling. I think, had sent me an article that I sent to you guys that was like, the next British invasion is happening and it's all women. And she was like one of the people it listed. And I was like, whoa. Didn't
was Pink Rina Panther Sawayama was, on there? I honestly
I don't know. It was like Lola Young... Ray. There were a couple others. And then I was like, oh, Rina Sawayama is British. And then I was like, well, two British icons.
It's true.
Beg For You.
I also included a two British icon duet on
you
this
did.
Big. List. I did. I'm super
Charlie
excited
baby.
About it.
For some reason,
very
I'm surprised
from
by
from
both
last
of them being British.
One of them is Welsh, actually. I don't know if that counts. Owen?
Yeah.
Okay.
I awesome. Didn't know that until this year.
I should have put the new.
Otherwise, he wouldn't be British.
I should have put the new. Charlie XCX John Cale song, which is like low key mid, but
you know how it goes like a bunch of times.
But shout out,
okay, let's just keep playing some music.
Can you say that on the radio? Okay, go.
Low key mid.
It's not my
about music.
It's not my favorite song. I was super excited, but then I was like, oh, this is just okay.
Oh, and what are we hearing right now?
Oh, I didn't turn it on.
Oh my god.
There's a Rivendell soundboard.
And also, Owen didn't have his... Okay, wait. Ready for this one, Veronica?
The neck... Sorry, that was me.
Oh, yeah. There's a cat in the freaking studio.
Oh, my
studio.
God. Where is he? Where
the
is he?
Next song okay. is When You're Near Me, I Have Difficulty by XTC.
Are you having difficulty? Oh, that's cute. Okay, next song, please.
When you near me, I have difficulty respirating. When you near me, I have difficulty concentrating. When you near me, I have difficulty standing upright. When you near me, I have difficulty sleeping at night.
guess who that was.
Who?
What?
Are you not doing a PSA?
Owl?
Blood Orange.
Okay. That last song was Bad Girls by Blood Orange. Whose was that?
It was me.
That was lovely. Love. Thanks. Blood Orange. So talented at
producing.
He's
honestly a sneaky Brit.
Essex, honey.
I do not think he's sneaky. Uh-oh. British.
I don't. Essex. I guess I just don't think about him that often.
What the heck?
No offense.
Whoa. Fighting words.
And so when I figured out he was British, it like surprised me. So
wow.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. It's okay.
Then I played someone who has to be British in every lifetime, Matty Healy. That was the City EP version, specifically the EP version, because the reverb on the drums are
he was
is EP. Awesome.
The drums sounded EP?
No, they just sound really good.
I'm just kidding, because they're weird.
Okay.
Mystic River Reservation PSA. Somerville may be New England's most densely populated city, but the
Whoa.
Spectacular open outdoor public parks, paths, and recreation areas along the Mystic River are close by to every resident of Somerville and Medford. Oh, I was like, that's not... Okay. That's not that surprising. From the Tufts campus, it's just a 4-block walk west to get to a trail along the Mystic River Reservation. The most dangerous part is crossing Route 16, so be careful out there. I don't understand.
I was just really excited.
Okay.
It's only a 15-minute walk away.
Be careful when you're crossing Route 16, though. You can walk, run, jog, bike, play tennis, and picnic. Honk.
Oh.
Or bring your own gear to have fun in the grassy fields. The Tufts Bacow? Bacow? Baco Sailing Pavilion is a beautiful
Bacow.
Oh, that's
former
dogs.
President Lawrence Bacow.
How do you possibly
Tufts?
Know that?
Okay, I was like, not an American president.
I'm sorry.
The Tufts Bacow.
Sorry that I know our
Sailing
history.
Pavilion is a beautiful 2.5-mile trek, mostly along the Mystic River, and a little less than a mile further up, the Shannon Beach on the upper Mystic Lake provides plenty of sand, pine trees, and seasonal swimming. Experience nature, capital N. With all sorts of her gorgeous trees, grass, geese, ducks, hawks, rabbits, chipmunks, plus even turtles and eagles.
That's true.
Improve your physical and mental health. It's all free for you to enjoy every single day of the year along the nearby Mystic River Reservation.
Woo!
A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts non-commercial community radio.
Just devalued that entire PSA like 7 times over. But it's true. Mystic is awesome. I kind of miss being closer to here.
RIP.
Closer to that. But yeah. I also don't because I love where we live.
No bike worries. Ride.
Dox it. Just kidding.
Dox Zen. Yeah, we live at Dox Zen.
No, we live in Somerville, Massachusetts. What?
The most densely populated area.
Did not know that.
You only Which live
Route
16? Like 1 mile.
You only live once.
I thought you were about to say you only live once.
YOLO.
I was like, so true.
No, YOLO. I guess you live about 2 miles away.
YOLO.
Muft. You only live 1 mile away from Tufts.
YOLO Tango.
That's good.
Thanks.
Why can I not stop doing that?
I don't know.
Cool.
Meow.
Oh, is that sound effect again? Okay, what's next?
You want to guess?
No.
It's a song by Blur, and I've only ever heard song 2, so this is going to be exciting.
Oh, wait,
for
you're going to like this one, because this one is a good song.
Okay, let's listen
to Blur.
Wow, that was good, Eli.
Thanks.
Oh, it's called Good the Song. Okay, this is a good song by Jupiter. Hold on. Oh my god, I did something wrong.
Oh. just the guitar. Okay, cool. This was all you. None of it me. You put your hands on.
Giving it all, you said.
happy for him.
Yeah. In the past.
Happy for the guy he used to be.
True. I'm still happy for him.
We're talking about Cillian Murphy. Since you guys keep starting conversations as we go in the mic.
But it's not been me both not times. Not British, obviously.
Let the record show.
However,
it's been me
Eli
both
did
times.
Repeat. He repeated what he said.
Yeah.
To initiate the conversation. Cillian
Murphy was
and
in an Irish punk band.
The listener. Wow.
Okay. Nice.
We'll have to have an Irish night or an Irish show.
That'd be awesome.
Fontaine's
we should have done it for
DC.
St. Patrick's Day. Oh, well.
That did sound like Fontaine's DC. Oh, and yes. Tell us about that song.
That was called St. Agatha by Slate. They are a Cardiff-based band.
Let's go.
Shout out Cardiff.
Shout out
Wales.
Shout out Dragons.
Shout out the Welsh.
Wait, why is it a dragon?
I don't know.
What the?
It's like the national
animal
of Wales. I mean, the national animal of Scotland is a unicorn.
They've what just are they got doing some, over there?
They've, yeah. got some, they've got a lot of whimsy. And then before that, we heard Send My Love to Your New Lover by Adele, who also, by the way, Welsh.
Wait, what?
I think like her mother is Welsh or one of her grandparents or something.
Wow.
So shout out Wales, guys.
Shout out to Wales.
I'm just saying. One of her best songs, I would say.
It's true.
I agree.
I am
from 25, right?
From 25.
Bader.
Truth.
Should
Eli
we
send me a message on Spotify?
Do
it was an album by Fontaine's DC that I said to listen to.
I see.
I have in my fridge, in our fridge.
What's in the fridge?
I have half of a P&K's deli sandwich.
How was it this morning? Afternoon.
I went in my 30-minute break between or in the middle of my 6 hours of meetings while I was at home. I went in and I said, I'd like to order a sandwich. And the woman who was working said, Mac. And then Mark came out. And then I ordered a sandwich from him.
Yum.
Roast beef, Swiss cheese.
Yum.
Pickles. Like diced pickles.
Iced?
Diced pickles. tomato, mustard and mayo. A lot of mustard and a lot of mayo.
Yum.
And...
On purpose or on
lettuce.
Preparation?
On purpose. What's the difference?
Like, you wanted it or they wanted it?
We both wanted it.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was on a scally roll.
Yum.
What is that?
It's like the one that looks kind of like challah.
It's like a New England thing.
Yeah,
scally bread.
It's New England Italian.
Mm,
yeah.
Yummy.
And I had half of it. Delicious. And guess what chips I had? Baked Lays.
Whoa.
Mm. Any flavor?
No. Original.
Yum. Mm.
That was my Subway chip bag of choice as a child.
Interesting.
I was my mother's child. Who's next?
Daria.
Okay. Yeah. I still have some of the best birthday cake of all time. Thank you, Veronica.
Whoa.
Probably shouldn't eat it, right? I'm going to, though.
I think you should
eat it whenever
you want. The cake stand.
Oh,
we do have the cake stand. Thank you again. I also have Impossible Sausage, which Eli had the other day. Review. Fake sausage? What do you think?
Oh, on the breakfast sandwich?
Yeah.
It was good.
Yay.
It was... I never need a sausage to taste very sausagey
the
on a breakfast sandwich. You know what I mean?
Always go vegetarian.
So I can... What'd you say?
The world will go vegetarian.
Oh. But... Okay. You should probably be better as a vegetarian if that's the case.
Gag
oh.
Her. Gag her.
Oh.
Sorry, that was a little aggressive.
That's okay.
I liked it.
Okay. Okay.
The sausage.
Moving on.
What's in your fridge, Veronica?
Veronica
does not share our fridge except for sometimes.
In my fridge, I have half of Eli's burrito.
Oh, it's way less than half.
From, okay, third.
Where'd you guys go?
Of Eli's, I didn't go, I wasn't invited.
What the heck?
To Picante.
Yum.
Wait.
Look, he missed Picante.
Sorry.
Yeah, sitting on the top shelf.
Yeah.
I said you could have it.
I just didn't eat it. But okay. I also truly wasn't invited to Picante, so...
That's true.
I also have, like...
What'd you go to Picante with?
Some
Ethan.
Pickles.
Nice.
Which are also in your fridge! The same pickles are in your fridge.
Wow.
The pickled turnips.
Oh, yeah.
Truth.
And...
Your fridge is strange right
now. Sourdough starter.
Oh, I got that.
You sound like you need to go grocery shopping.
Yes. Which is why I'm ordering dinner tonight.
What are you getting? What's going to be in the fridge as leftovers?
Turkish Lazuri Cafe from Austin.
Yum.
Delicious. Yeah. I think it just arrived at my house. So.
Oh, wow.
Nice job.
It's going to be waiting for us when we get home. when all of us go to my house to eat it. Just kidding.
Bait me.
Sorry.
I can't hear you.
Yeah.
I just put my headphones on.
I can hear.
But also I can't hear you speaking.
I can hear myself.
I can hear her also.
Because we're wearing headphones.
Thank you, Owen.
Just Eli.
Okay.
Owen, what's in your fridge?
I got some turkey. Some sliced turkey from Market Basket. From the deli counter.
Did you go extra thin, please?
No. I went regular.
Just me. Yeah.
Listen, I have some provolone. Because I was trying to think of like what's best to go with turkey. And I was going to get Swiss, but then I was Googling. And apparently provolone melts better.
Oh, I thought you were going to say somehow it was like, it was leaven.
No, like Swiss doesn't melt. Swiss doesn't, which in my mind, I was like, I don't think Swiss melts very well. And then that was confirmed by Google. And provolone melts really well. Because I've been, for those who don't know, Passover. So I've been eating a lot of unleavened foods. So I've been making
cheese and turkey.
Turkey and cheese melt on corn tortilla.
Sounds really good.
Yummy, yummy, yummy,
are
yummy.
Are you a tuna salad head?
No. and ooh, then, nice. But egg salad? Chicken salad?
Chicken salad. Egg salad, no. Potato salad?
And I also have some broccoli.
I had a dream that I got hot potato salad and I was really excited.
Ooh.
Hot?
A warm potato salad?
Yeah. Not my truth. Not my truth.
Yeah.
All cool. Right. What are we hearing next?
I don't know.
We don't have that much time. What should I play?
I have to say that Belle and Sebastian is Scottish.
Oh, we should get some of that. We should get some Scotland.
From Glasgow.
Yeah. Okay.
That's part of it.
Let's get some
Glasgow. Oh, are they not independent of...
That's in Britain.
Yeah.
Britain?
Oh, okay. Okay, never mind.
But we should get some Scottish artists in there.
The Mini Fridge. This is Daria.
Eli.
Owen.
Veronica.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Oh, Eli's dancing very cute. this is Made in England by Owen, by Elton John.
Elton John.
Elton.
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 Okay, have a wonderful Wednesday.
See you on tax day.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Slash my mom's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Happy mom's birthday. Happy birthday party. Next birthday party part two.